playoff action in the Lowcountry. And we are here with a special edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. I'm Justin Jarrett. I'm joined by Wes Kerr. And we are going to preview and predict what's going to happen in Friday night's first round playoff action. And actually, before we get started with that, we'll start with a bye. Buford High School, the Region 7-4A champion, receives a first-round bye, so they will not be in action Friday night. They'll get a week off to rest up and get ready for the Hartsville-South Aiken winner in the second round at home next week. So don't have to talk about Buford this week. They'll be out scouting somebody on Friday night.
No better feeling than having a week off before your first playoff game, be able to rest up and also scout the opposition.
Absolutely. That could be a huge benefit to the Eagles as they go forward. But West, your Seahawks at Hillnet High are opening up at home on Friday against Wilson, the number 3 seed from the very tough Region 6-4A. And what do you think about that matchup? That's a pretty tough first-round draw for the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Tigers won by 22 at North Myrtle Beach. They beat West Florence in overtime, another really good team. I don't think the Seahawks have enough talent to hang with this very good Wilson squad. They got a really good quarterback, Chase Schwann Weiss, passing for over 2,100 yards this season. He also leads the team in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns as well. Chris Austin, very good running back. Jacoby Quillen is their big receiving threat, 12 touchdowns on the year. And watch for junior Shamari Timmons to have a big presence on defense and chase Gastamore all night. I don't think the Hilton Head Seahawks will have much of a chance here, unfortunately.
Well, I hope they at least give them a good battle. They've been playing well, or played well this past week, but I think you're right. Wilson is a very talented team. That region is absolutely loaded. They were a team that was in the top 5 at one point this season, so really tough to draw them as a number 3 seed. I think you're probably right. I think the road team probably comes away with the win on Friday night. Moving over to the Class 3A bracket, we've got three local teams in that bracket, beginning with the region runner-up, May River. They will open at home against Swansea, and I think that's a pretty good matchup for the Sharks, who are going to be coming back with a vengeance, you know, after that tough loss to Wade Hampton on Friday.
Yeah, Swansea's coming in hot after a shutout of Edisto, 28-0. I don't think they'll give May River much of a test, but expect May River to try to take away Michael Jones, who's a dynamic offensive player. He can be set up out wide and sometimes can be taking a direct snap, so very good all-around offensive guy who May River's going to have to try to shut down.
Yeah, they'll have to be disciplined on defense, and as we mentioned during the main episode this week, they're down a couple of key defensive players, so they're going to need some guys to step up and fill in and help make that defense a little more sound as they take on Swansea in the first round. Meanwhile, Battery Creek will travel to Strom Thurmond for a first-round game, and the Dolphins looked like they were kind of turning the corner there for a few weeks, but really a poor showing against Whale Branch on Friday night. We'll see if they can bounce back in the playoffs, Wes.
Well, this one should be a bloodbath. Strom Thurmond is on another level than Battery Creek, so it should be out of reach by halftime. Defenders Robert West and Devron Williams for Strom Thurmond should feast on Battery Creek's poor offense.
Yeah, Battery Creek pretty one-dimensional on offense. They mostly run it. If Strom can shut that down, then they should be able to advance. And then Ridgeland-Hardeeville sneaking into the playoffs with a win over Lake Marion last week. They will open up at Gilbert, and that is a mighty tough matchup for the Jaguars.
Yeah, Gilbert winners a 4 straight, including a 47-0 drubbing of Swansea, an impressive win over Strom Thurmond. I feel sorry for the Jaguars. This is going to be a complete mismatch. Jai Tolman should be able to throw all over Ridgeland, the defense, on Friday night. Gilbert's going to crush him.
Yeah, congratulations on your big win. Now you get to go play at Gilbert. Good luck. It's tough for those number 4 seeds in the playoffs going to number 1 seeds. But we've got a little different scenario with Whale Branch in the 2A bracket. They are a 4 seed, and we are waiting on the high school league to make an official announcement as we record this, but it will obviously be set by the time you hear it. Expecting Timberland to be the opponent for Whale Branch, a number 2 seed out of Region 6 2A, but we're waiting on the high school league to rule on Oceanside Collegiate. They had an ineligible player case earlier in the season that if they end up having to forfeit a region game, that could affect the region standings and the seeding and shake things up. But if Whale Branch is taking on Timberland, which is what we expect, that's a pretty good matchup for a 4-2 situation, and Whale Branch could make some noise up there.
Yeah, it should definitely be a battle, and you know what? Whale Branch has played well recently. You got to give them a chance.
Yeah, they're pretty strong. Of course, they will be without Darius Hazel, who's a great two-way player for them, probably their top all-around player. So that's a huge loss. They're going to need some guys to step up and fill that hole. That's going to make it tough on them. I'm going to have to say that that Timberland probably gets the win without Hazel. If Hazel's healthy, I might be picking Whale Branch.
Yeah, losing that guy just depletes you of so much potential on the offensive side, and it's easier to game plan for if you're Timberland. We'll see if someone on Whale Branch will be able to step up in his absence, but I got to go with Timberland as well.
Over in the Skeezer ranks, Hilton Head Christian Academy, a number one seed in the Skeezer 2A bracket. They'll open at home against Greenwood Christian on Friday. And that is a contrast in styles. Christian Academy likes to spread it out, throw the ball a lot. Greenwood's going to line up and run it down your throat and hope that they can beat you on the ground. So we'll see how the Eagles respond to that. They've been a little susceptible against power running teams at times this year, but they can also put up a whole lot of points. So Greenwood's going to have to bring a lot of offense if they want to pull off the upset.
Yeah, I think Caden Shin is just too hot right now. I don't see him struggling against a poor Greenwood defense. Eagles should roll over the Hawks in this one.
I agree. And if they do win, they could have a rematch with rival Hilton Head Prep, which is traveling to Florence Christian for its first-round matchup on Friday. And Florence Christian, the team that was ranked up as high as number two at one point in the season, they've got four losses, but they've also got some really nice wins, including a blowout of Robert E. Lee Academy. So they're a tough team, but Hilton Head Prep is kind of in the same boat. They've been a little inconsistent, but when they're on, they look really good. So do you think they can pull off the upset on the road, Wes?
The Eagles are playing some good football right now. Marshall Brown, excellent running back, along with Jack McFadden, Ethan Kelly, and Andre Akins. That foursome has 39 touchdowns this year. McFadden also 5 receiving touchdowns, also contributing on the defensive end. Good luck to the Dolphins on stopping in on both ends. Harrison Forehand and George Rishmawi, each with 4 picks too. I'm probably going to pick the home Eagles in this one, but I won't count out the talent of Stone McDonald. I think he's a great player, great talent. You know what? If Stone McDonald can put together a good game early on, maybe it'll be close.
Yeah, I think that's really the key there. I think if Hilton Head Prep can get out to an early start and get a lead where they have a little more flexibility in what they can do on offense, I think they've got a chance. If they fall behind early and have to play catch-up, Florence Christian's going to run the ball, milk the clock, and that's not going to be a good situation for the Dolphins. My heart says Hilton Head Prep. My head says Florence Christian. I think the Eagles probably the stronger team going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I just hope Prep keeps it close and makes it a good game, but I'm going to pick the Eagles as well.
Just try to give yourself a chance to win it at the end. Thomas Hayward is trying to give itself a chance at back-to-back Skeezer 1A state championships. They did lose that region championship to Bethesda Academy a couple weeks ago, but that has definitely renewed their spirit as they try to pick up a second straight state championship. They will start out at home against Dillon Christian, a team that has been a powerhouse over the years but is a little down this year. Hopefully the Rebels rather can take care of business at home and advance to the second round.
Yeah, the Rebels handing Hilton Head Christian their only loss so far this year. I think they're on the up and up after a bounce-back win. They need to stick with a rushing attack that gave them some huge success.
You're right. A couple weeks ago against Dorchester Academy, they really got that ground game going, and I think that's going to be the key for them again, is to establish the run, get out to the early lead, and take care of business at home.
For sure. I think John Clark Tilton, J.R. Patterson, Bruce Apusha are excellent running backs, and they'll be fine to go off against Dillon Christian.
Yeah, the big key there is to just not make sure that they don't try to look ahead to the next round. You got to take care of one at a time this time of year, or there won't be another one. So just to recap our picks, Hilton Head at home against Wilson. I've got Wilson, and you've got Wilson as well, Wes?
Yes, I do.
All right. I've got May River at home against Swansea.
I will take May River.
Strom Thurmond winning at home over Battery Creek.
Thurmond's well, yep.
And Gilbert taking care of Ridgeland Hardyville.
I got Gilbert as well. Just first round of playoffs sometimes, you got some lopsided matchups. So.
Yeah, these are pretty easy ones for the most part. Whale Branch, I think they're going to put up a fight on the road, but I'll take Timberland at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Timberland as well.
And then I'll take Hilton Head Christian Academy and Florence Christian in Skeezer 2A.
I'll go with Prep. Also, you know what? I like Stone McDonald. I'll take the upset.
All right, I like it. I like the bravery. And then I'll take Thomas Hayward at home over Dylan Christian. All right, well, that'll wrap up our picks. Should be some lopsided games, but hopefully a couple of fun games there in round one. Hopefully you get out to a game on Friday night, support your local team, and keep us posted on the ScoreStream app, especially if you're at a game on the road. Keep us in the know with what's happening outside the area. Thanks for joining us for another special edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. I'm Justin Jarrett for Wes Kerr. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you Saturday morning with recaps of all these exciting football playoff games.